Hello and welcome to the Live Well podcast. I'm your host, Liv, naturopath turned seven-figure business owner and wealth activator who is obsessed with igniting your life and business from the inside out. Join us as we fuse groundbreaking strategies with the power of energetics and the wisdom of the nervous system to truly create a life and business that flows. Each episode, we will dive deep with no BS advice to create massive results while we explore the realms of growth and expansion in a way that honestly feels chill and relaxed. If you are looking for enlightening discussions and profound expansion, then you are in the right place. It is time to step into all that is possible. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I am excited to be diving in today. I just posted a reel today, which is went into like how I've made money every single day this month. It is currently March 25th and we've made money every single day. So I thought I would come on and do a little podcast episode for you talking about how to make money every day and really how to 2X, 3X your sales and kind of what goes into that. Before we dive in, I did want to mention my new masterclass called The Game. Ugh. Every masterclass I do honestly gets better and better, and this is one you don't want to miss because I am teaching you to crack the code on the energetics of creation to explode your sales. So we're going to be cracking the code on really being the leading energy to create a consistent flow of sales so that sales feel light. We are not here for inconsistent sales, sporadic sales, and we want them to feel light. So we are going to be diving into that, along with breaking out of the limitations that are really keeping your income from doubling. And we will be playing in the realm beyond logic to create illogical results. As you guys know, I am all about playing in the realm beyond logic. I am not here for things taking 5,000 years, 50 years to get somewhere. We want to get there fast and we want to do it in a way that's chill and relaxed. So that's what we're going to be doing. That being said, we will leave the link for that down below. And let's go ahead and get into it. So, how to make money every day. You are meant to be making a lot more money in your business. Every single woman client that comes to me, they come to me and I'm like, you're meant to be making a lot more. You're meant to be making a lot more. And perhaps you've seen me talk about ease. You feel like things just seem to happen for other people, but not for you. You're wondering what you're doing like wrong, quote unquote, why it seems to be so hard, why it seems to be complicated, why it has you pushing and forcing and it feels just like heavy. After all, you did not start this business for things to feel heavy, but really over time, that initial magic that was there really starts to wear off, right? Sales feel harder and harder and then you're left feeling deflated. And you know that like, this is not it. This is not what we came here to do. This is not how it's meant to be. And you know that there is like an easier way for it to feel light. You know you're meant to be enjoying your life. Perhaps you like ordering room service. You like chilling. You like slow mornings. It doesn't matter what it is. You just know you're meant for the multi-six, probably seven. I'm going to go ahead and say seven-figure business. And you really want to do it in a way that feels light, right? Where sales are no longer a thing that you have to push or force. So what does this require? This requires being the person who doesn't let anything else outside of them dictate how they show up in their business. Not whether you have evidence that it's working, not people around you and their projections, not the economy, not an online algorithm, not what all other people are doing or launching or selling or whatever. You stay focused in your own lane and you thrive as a result and you become your own damn algorithm. All right. Energy beats algorithm every fucking day of the week. Every single day of the week, which is why, and I think sometimes people think because maybe I have a little bit more followers than them or something on Instagram, that's why there are people with like under 2,000 followers making six-figure months. So let's go ahead and be like, oh, all right, that's not it. We can check that out the door. What is it that we actually need to focus on? So number one is consistency in your power, which builds momentum. So when we have a unique voice, well, we all have a unique voice, but when we actually use our unique voice with conviction in your full turned on frequency at 100% volume all the way on full blast, like you are riding in the car, you are jamming to your song and it's full blast, right? It's not like turned down softly. It creates consistency, which builds momentum. But when you don't do this, when you don't use your unique voice with conviction, people sense that you don't trust yourself. So they don't trust you. If you don't trust yourself in your business, it doesn't matter if you have offers and programs online. It doesn't matter if you have brick and mortar, if you have a product-based business. All right, I've got clients from everything from like lawyers to brick and mortar clothing stores to skincare products to online courses to Akashic readers to chiropractors to naturopaths. It doesn't matter. All right? You don't trust you, they don't trust you. But also, why the hell should they? If you don't fully trust and you're not convicted in what you're doing or your work and why it's different, then obviously you're going to feel leaky and weird when you show up trying to tell, you know, people why it's different and you try to, you know, inform them and educate them. And this can go for anything, right? It doesn't matter if you help people balance their blood sugar. You need to show me how you do it differently. You need to show me how you position your unique genius and how you do it with the results that you get. When you do that, this will skyrocket your income, right? People immediately get activated because if they don't trust you, they don't buy from you. It's less about your prices and a lot more about your power. It doesn't matter whether it's $22, $55, $555, you know, $1111, or $10,000. It doesn't matter. It matters about your power, your conviction, and the consistency in it. Because when we are consistent humans in our power, we actually build momentum with where we're going, right? But if you are stop and starting with your power, and you're stop starting with your sales, and you're stop starting with your income. Now, the mistake people make, I'll let you guys in on a little secret. People mistake power for trying to create hype and incentives that builds a salt. People mistake power for trying to create hype and incentives, and that's a false sense of power that masks an internal lack of power, thinking that it builds momentum when it doesn't. So what happens is we dip in our power. We then think that we need to bring a overwhelming amount of like energy to like get in the vibe to sell, or a hype or an incentive or a sale or lots of exclamation points or bonuses, or like it's just coming from not a clean place, right? We can do those things in a clean way, but they come from not a clean place to give us a sense of power and momentum when that isn't what happens. Do you ever notice how when you do those things to try to build momentum, it never actually builds momentum, and then you end up feeling worse and worse and worse, and then we spiral down? It's not good, right? So really don't mistake having internal power for doing things like that. You can still do things like those things are not bad, but watch where it's coming from, because that is actually making this whole inconsistency in your power worse, because you are then feeding into the lack of power. And any action we take from a lack of power just reinforces a lack of power. It just creates funny energetics behind it. It's not good. It's not what we want to be doing. Instead, when we eliminate all this and become grounded, people want to buy from you. People want to buy from people who are very grounded and solid, not people who make them feel like they need to, you know, be overwhelmed or use all of these like fast, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just not a grounded feeling, right? Think about, I haven't been in a store that does this. I don't think Walmart does this, but maybe like roll back, buy now, act this, like it's less grounded. When you are grounded in your power, it's like, oh, this is what it is. This is how much it costs. It doesn't matter, by the way, like if you're talking about something that's like $22 or like $2,000, same thing applies. This is what it's going to do. And there's a power behind that versus more of a frantic energy, right? A frantic energy that feels like, you know, there's like a tire sale and there's this like aerating, like balloony, like man that's like has those wonky arms and the body that's moving. That's like frantic energy. You feel like you're trying to, you know, outsource power from something external to you to then feel okay, which will build momentum, versus being internally resourced and being able to be grounded and solid in it first, right? So if your nervous system is not solid in personal power, this is leaving massive amounts of money on the table. The next thing, which brings us to that, or like that was thing number one. Thing number two is we have to be an embodiment of our work. And this might sound simple. However, this is really creating consistency, because it's not about doing more. It's not about more hours. It's not about a different canvas size. It's not about whatever. It's about being more and noticing all the ways that you are leaking energy from your bucket of your business, i.e. sales, money, where you're outsourcing it to people around you, the economy, and online algorithm, what other people are doing, all of this stuff. That is then preventing you from being solid and being an embodiment of your work. It doesn't matter if you help people with nutrition, blood sugar, skincare, clothing, it does not matter. You have to be an embodiment of that to the T. The degree to which you are embodiment will massively cause ripples, which is why we can make energetic shifts and all of a sudden things flood in. This is why when we like didn't change, you know, any messaging, or we didn't put up any new slides and all of a sudden things come in, it's because you got into that alignment through being the embodiment of your work. Right? So you really want to ask yourself, am I being the full embodiment of my work? Is there ways I need to strengthen that right now? Oh, I can see where I've been behaving more like this. I can see, you know, I don't know, you help people with blood sugar, but you know, your blood sugar is like off and you're getting shaky and you're getting hangry. You help people with blood sugar, but you have pancakes for breakfast and no protein before. Or like you help people with blood sugar and your breakfast is oatmeal. Like that's not being an embodiment, right? We know that that spikes your blood sugar. It's going to be completely dysregulated. That's not going to work, right? Or I don't know, you help people live pain-free, but you're in pain. Or you help people with anxiety, but you struggle with anxiety. Right? It's kind of like all of those things. So I really want you to think about where that lack of consistency and embodiment is then creating a lack of consistency in being paid every day. Right? Because when you're consistent, and that's like being consistent with like going to the gym or eating healthy, same thing. That's how you get results. It's by consistently. It's not, oh, I'm embodied for 1 hour of the day and the rest of it I'm not. Right? It's about being a living, breathing embodiment piece of your work, no matter where you are or who's around you. So this is really about being the totality of who you are in all situations. This is not about dimming who you are. This is not about playing small. This is not about, you know, playing small when you have to introduce yourself to someone, or when someone asks you what you do, or when you're around certain family members or friends or this or that. Like, you are fully tapped into your power. I'm fully tapped into my power when I'm talking to my mom, when I'm talking to, you know, family people, when I'm talking, doesn't matter. As well as like when I'm talking online. If you ask me about that topic, I'm going to talk about like the same way. I'm the same. I'm not saying, oh, I'm safe. I have a safe nervous system. And then I get dysregulated. Like that doesn't happen. And in fact, I take pride on the fact that people always say, wow, like you're a real embodiment of your work. Wow. You show up. Like if you were to follow me, with like a private camera and like you didn't know I was watching, you would see that. So really think about where that needs to be more embodied. Okay. And number three, the third thing I want to touch on is really eliminating distractions that are distracting you from having an unwavering mindset. So this is things like competition, comparison, these are, or like even projections from other people are all distracting you and making your mindset dip. So when our mindset dips and we're not unwavering, it makes us drop our power, right? And so you're only as solid as your mindset. You're not only solid. If you're solid when it's just sunshine and rainbows, then we're not solid. And when it comes to like having a lot of sales, making a lot of money in business, you have to be not distracted. Like your mindset has to be solid no matter what, even when it's quote unquote not working, even when you have evidence that it's not there yet, because that's what creates the evidence to be there. If you drop, then we have to start all over again, building momentum. And then we hear like, but I've been doing it. Like I've been in my power, but it's not there yet. Well, how long have we been in our power? Has it been like an hour? Have you spent like the last like 5 months not being in your power and you think an hour is going to change it? I mean, it could, depending on how strong it is, but this is what I'm getting at. But these distractions of competition with Sally or Susie, or comparison to where Karen's at and you're not, or from a very low frequency way, right? Like comparison from, I think we're going to have a whole podcast episode on this, but comparison from a lower frequency of making you feel lack or scarcity or whatever versus, oh, perhaps let me learn from them. Let me leverage this so that I can see this as inspiration and see this as like perfect growth, right? And so, for example, let's say you're a mom and you see a mom who's making, like has a seven-figure business, makes millions of dollars. Do you compare yourself and then feel bad? Or do you compare yourself and then think, oh, well, she's a mom. Like she's a, oh, I'm gonna make it even interesting. Single mom, even. And she's making millions. Well, then I can too. But the thing is that distractions will then activate a part of our ego that wants to be soothed. And so if you go into the loop of you get distracted in your mindset, then you need to soothe yourself instead of actually looking at why you're getting distracted in the first place, you perpetuate that cycle, right? And then honestly, what happens is then you spend all this time spent up in distractions of comparison, competition, online algorithms, other people's projections, what's not working. Like it becomes exhausting. And then we need to spend so much time just trying to get you in a good energy that when the hell are we like growing a business? And not from the fact that, you know, we're going to spend 8 hours a day growing a business, but more from the fact of like energy or energetically, right? You end up spending so much time focused on that. Then your creative flow goes down, right? You then get so exhausted running from those, like in those loops, that you don't have the energy to show up, or you're showing up frantic, or you're showing up not in your power, and you don't even realize it because you're just exhausted from all of these things that we've talked about, right? Sometimes last weeks, months, years, a long time, depending on how quick you are to come out of it. So this is why all of this is very important when it comes to how to make money every day and really like three times in your sales. And so you're already making some sales in your business, but it's really not the volume that you want, the consistency that you want. And you know how insane your work is. You know how unique you are, what you have to offer, the impact you have. But as we can see in this episode, you keep getting distracted by where your income is at, comparison, projections, not being your unique voice, taking things personally. And there's honestly no reason you shouldn't be making more sales. So what's the secret? Those that have people who flock to buy from them have built the unwavering personal power and have mastered the ability to stay tapped into that no matter what is going on around them. So your income not only stabilizes, but grows, because when you rewire your nervous system to catapult momentum with sales, you really unleash that audacity that attracts clients to buy from you, which means sales with ease on repeat. So this is what we are doing inside the Power Program. So when you are ready to become the woman people flock to buy from and build personal power, this is for you. We're really going to be focusing on staying in your power and staying in your power no matter what's going on around you. So you always make sales, making sales consistently, so your income not only stabilizes, but grows, staying out of comparison and thriving in your own lane, so sales feel light, speaking with conviction without fear of what people will think or project onto you, and really staying neutral when things happen instead of your system dropping into fear and doubts. And obviously all of this will be attracting clients who are ready to move and pay you for your genius. So we will leave the link for that down below. If you enjoyed this episode, let me know on Instagram, send me a DM, save this, like I said, so that you can come back and re-listen to it. And with that, I will speak to you in the next episode. Bye.